Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is why I love movies.
That was, I dare say, perfect. Yeah. It's been rough, you know. You've probably heard some of the shows since we've been back in front of live audiences, and they're not all up to speed. I mean, I understand that a lot of time went by, they stopped hearing that all the time, so it's hard to remember to do it, but I felt like I could count on everybody here at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois! O'Hare adjacent. Part of the Parkway Bank Park. Former home of Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill. I used to love talking about that place, and it's gone, but I'm going to still talk about it. He went out of business, and it turned into a Bubs, which I don't think I like what that means. It's like country music mostly over at Bubs, I think.
As always, Doug Loves Movies is presented to you by OCB Rolling Papers. No matter which OCB paper you choose, you can be assured all papers are vegan, GMO-free, chlorine-free, and dye-free. Enjoy the show!
It's Sunday, September 12, 2021, and I'm excited to say this in front of a live audience again. Doug plugs! That's right, Rosemont, you get to hear about shows I'm doing that aren't this one. That you probably will not be attending, but you can listen to. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Moon Tower Comedy Fest in Austin, Texas for two shows, September 22nd and 25th. The New Wise Guys in Las Vegas on October 9th. The DC Improv on October 24th and more. Plus I'm doing stand-up dates as well. For all of my, are you ready? For all of my dates and whatnot, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah! Come on! Wallet! Ten. Oh. Ten. Ten.
I always love a premature Ted Danson. There was one Ted Danson out there who was like, take it back. But again, that was very good. And I want you to listen to these other shows because I bet the next city is not going to be that good. In fact, yeah, it's going to be at a comedy festival. So I was like, wah! But I look forward to it, Moon Tower. As you can see, if you're here, I only have two chairs on stage, one for myself, and then a strange middle microphone that has a little microphone diaper on it. Because they supplied me with microphone diapers for anybody who wants that sort of thing. And I've also got cleansing wipes. I probably wiped this off earlier at soundcheck, but I'll do it again now, just for the hell of it. I should have said what I was about to do and just do it. Everybody just be giggling and everyone listening would be going, what is that noise? What is he doing? Is he rubbing his ass on the microphone? Nope, just a wipe. Not my actual ass. So the reason we have this special setup today is because I have a special show planned. Yeah. I mean, at least I did have a special show planned. I can't believe I really did this. I had to change the script at the last minute to a different... okay, I did bring the right one. Holy fuck, I really thought... I should just read this. It probably will all explain itself. But I started to panic that I was introducing the wrong show. Because what I planned to do today was to have two brothers go head-to-head to attain movie trivia glory. But one couldn't make it at the last minute. So please welcome to the stage for a special solo show with the one and only... Welcome him to the stage, Jeff Tate! Hi, Jeff.
Well, hello.
You're right, you told me in a text that masks look dumb with your beard.
Yeah. Yeah, they look so dumb.
I appreciate you wearing it up on stage so that everybody can have that laugh that people are having as you walk around all day, every day.
Every day.
Do people laugh when you walk by?
Yeah. It might be the haircut, though. This is a bad haircut.
Oh, there's a gentleman in the back that likes it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you always want those dudes in the back to like your haircut. That's what we strive for in comedy and entertainment in general. Jeff, your brother, Troy, was going to be here. You were going to go head-to-head. But now, since Troy isn't here, I've decided to make this into a show called Jeff Tate versus the Universe. Yeah. A.K.A. Jeff Tate versus the world, a.k.a. Jeff Tate versus Chicagoland, a.k.a. Jeff Tate versus people in a mall. I could narrow it down further. People in a mall that came to this show and have no intention of doing anything else in this mall.
You know how the beginning of like the Burbs or whatever, like a Universal where it's a spinning globe and then it zooms in to the neighbor? That's what you just did.
We just zoomed all the way into Rosemont, Illinois, right. Parkway Bank Park. I mean, that's also crazy, Parkway Bank Park.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I think it used to be... It used to be like Rosemont Business Park, I think. And then Parkway Bank came in and said, oh, we've got some ideas. We're going to start by sprucing up the name. It's not a business park. It's a bank park.
Bank park.
They got some cool stuff here, though, I will admit.
You got a fun yard?
Yeah, they got a yard that's ice skating in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but in the now times, it's just AstroTurf. so the people can go out there and scrape up their knees.
Man, it should be roller skating. That'd be way more fun to watch.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
You should tell the Bankway Bank Park.
I'm going to tell the Bank Park Park Park. Parkway Bank Park. We were just chilling the other night, me and my girlfriend, having dinner here in the Parkway Bank Park, and they had unannounced fireworks.
Yeah? Is there anything more terrifying?
It was a little off-putting. They shoot them from the roof of the, you know, above, like, the parking structure, above, like, Sugar Factory and all that. So, like, everybody standing around down here can see them, and they do them after these outdoor concerts that they do. But they also, since it's summer, they also just do it on random nights when there's not a concert. So there was no concert, and we're just sitting outside the bowling alley having a drink, and then boom, 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 boom. And we go and look, and it's just fireworks practically directly above us. We were like, who is shooting these off? Is this professional? Is this supposed to be happening? And people that work at the restaurants were all going, what's happening? Like, it's been happening all summer, and you work here, and you didn't know? Like, there was one lady who was just like, there are fireworks? And she was our waitress. And we were like, yeah, I guess that's the thing they do here at the Bank Park.
That's very scary, considering this was probably yesterday.
That's a good point. Yesterday we weren't here for it, but they had a Prince cover band. They had a Prince tribute band called Purple Veins. That can't be what they're called. That cannot be the right name. I think it's just Purple Rain, R-E-I-G-N, like that. I think that's what it was.
Okay.
So it's just a bunch of dudes with their cranks out, just singing Darling Nikki in fucking magazines. They had that show. They had the Prince show, and then the fireworks were right after the Prince show. So, of course, people aren't going to be too surprised after watching a Prince cover band that there are fireworks, because that's a pretty exciting evening to begin with.
Right.
Tonight, Jeff, the tribute is, I swear this is what they're called, but getting these names right is not really my forte. Tonight, if everybody sticks around, it's 7 o'clock tonight, right here at Parkway Bank Park. They can see Boy Band Tribute Band.
I can't wait.
I'm front row.
Who are you, Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Front row. So, it's standing room only, I think. Were there chairs out there? Did they put out chairs? It might be chairs. It might be like a wedding.
Yeah, it's a red.
It might be like an outdoor wedding with folding chairs and a boy band. But, I mean, just saying boy band tribute, I mean, that's a lot of songs they could play.
Yeah.
They're doing a 3-hour set, or they're scheduled for 3 hours, but I bet you they take a break or two.
I hope so.
We'll be right back with more boy band. Boy band tribute band, the band. Managed by Kenny from Bachelor in Paradise. That's for all the Bachelor in Paradise listeners, watchers. You watch Bachelor in Paradise, Jeff?
I don't.
There's this guy in the season. His name is Kenny, and his job, whenever it says under his name Kenny, is just boy band manager. He manages boy bands? No. He manages one tribute boy band. It might even be this one playing tonight. Because he's from this area.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm going to be looking for Kenny out there.
He's going to be the one on the side going, you guys got enough water?
No, he's going to be naked, because that's his shtick, is he's always naked.
Well, this isn't paradise. He needs to put some pants on.
He has, like, weird little underwear on the show, and they just put a black bar over it, and everybody pretends he's naked. It's super dumb.
Oh, so even a boy band tribute band manager is a creep.
On this season of Paradise, he's kind of... He's one of the better ones.
Okay. This show sounds intriguing.
It's it can be fun if you watch it with the right attitude. Apparently, a lot of people here tonight watch it, or at least read about it on their socials. Woo! let's. Wow. I'm really confusing myself with everything I'm doing today. I'm going to tell everybody what prizes are available for audience members to win. And I hope people are excited to come up and participate. Because okay, good. If all those people just wooed, do you also bring in some sort of name tag? Because that's the first line of deciding is the name tags. But then if there are not enough name tags, well, other people will get a play anyway. So don't, if you have a big one, that's really going to win us over, probably. I got to decide, because I want to pick people that I think are going to beat Jeff. And this stuff is going to be given away. I've got tons of OCB rolling papers. So pretty much everybody that would want one of those is going to get one today. And then I've got a blanket that says the Tomorrow War on it. And it's a nice blanket. Jeff, tell him how nice it is.
Very.
Okay, you got plenty of COVID on there. That's perfect. So that's in the bag. Also, a 420 formula, 420, I should say, rolling tray. Thank you. And it's legal here now, right? That's another thing I forgot to mention. I'm so excited about that because I'm always, you know, hanging around outside the club smoking like a creep, worried about getting in trouble. And now it's recreational.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I came here, for me, it was recreational. I was having fun with it. We got, from her new special that's on Disney Plus, I've got a Billie Eilish t-shirt. Yeah. It fits tight on me, which feels weird for a Billie Eilish t-shirt, because she likes the baggy stuff. And then I've got a couple of DVDs, Promising Young Woman. Oh, that's a Blu-ray. They're both Blu-rays, actually. And a movie called Sacrifice. Yeah, no wooing. No wooing for that one. So that's gonna be the prize for the person who misses out on all the other good prizes. I got a Cesar Millan dog collar. Yeah, suitable for people or dogs. And it's, you know, it's a bright dog collar for crossing the street and whatnot.
Oh.
Keep your dog safe. Yeah. And then on vinyl, the Billie Eilish, the latest Billie Eilish thing. I don't have a phonograph.
Oh my god, I do, and I've never called it a phonograph. I can't wait to call it a phonograph.
I just wanted to pick the most old-timey word that I could for it, because you know, we don't have, I mean, I guess people have turntables now, mostly DJs, but you know, other people have to have them. Jeff, this is going to excite you. Here's a weird water bottle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's rubber, and it, like, expands to bigger, and then you can squash it down small again, and it's from Paramount Plus.
Oh. Ooh.
This thing was so stupid till you knew it had Paramount Plus written on it. Then it became a really cherished item. That is really an exclusive piece of something. Piece of weird bottle. And then I think there's one more thing that someone can win today. It is a pen from my friends at Star Trek. It was Star Trek Day the other day. 55 years since the first episode of Star Trek ever aired on TV.
Wow.
And so they, in a bunch of stuff that they sent me, one of them was something I don't feel like I can use. Because it's a pen that writes in space.
All right.
And yeah. Underwater.
Okay.
Right? And I just don't want to wait around for the invention of underwater paper.
Right. Who's got the time?
So I'm going to go ahead and give this to someone who doesn't mind putting it down and waiting until a point where you're going to be able to write underwater. with this pen.
Oh man, someday you're gonna go to like a hotel and they're gonna be like, "You might sign in our pool."
Damn it, where's that pen?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah, I guess it'd be for underwater graffiti. I didn't think of it that way.
You want to tag our pool?
Yeah, I hope. Now I'm hoping nobody wins that today. Oh, and it's all in a, also a possible prize for anybody that wants it, is a bag that says "Playing with Sharks" on it. That is, this is Valerie Taylor. She was very helpful with the shark footage in the original Jaws, and she became a shark advocate. And because at first she thought sharks were bad, now she loves them. Oh. And yeah, and so she's got a special on Disney Plus all about her life and her pursuit of helping the sharks. So yeah, I'm 100%. I'm totally pro shark. I mean, I know that a person can get killed by them every once in a while, but you know what? Stay out of the water. Problem solved.
Yeah.
You want to go in the water? That's where they live. You're in their home. And they'll even let you pee and shit without being too upset about it. Just don't bleed on everything, because then they will come and murder you because they think you're a bleeding seal or something.
Oh, that's why when you bleed, they're mad?
Well, I'm saying their blood attracts them.
Yeah.
We learned that in Jaws, right?
Yeah.
Chum, the throwing out the chum.
Oh! I just thought they were pals.
I get it, and I don't like that I get it.
No, not good.
All right, so did everybody see stuff that they would enjoy having for their own personal underwater riding? That's great. So we'll get to that in a second. In the tradition of podcasts and entertainment in general, I'm going to do something else first, just to put that off a little bit. It's called Recommendation Nation. You know, Jeff, I always ask all three guests to suggest a movie that people might enjoy seeing, and today I'm going to participate. I'm going to name a movie to go against your movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what movie would you like to recommend today?
Let's see. I just watched Black Rain.
Are you really thinking about this for the first time just now?
No, yeah, I don't.
Like, how far did you drive to get here, and it never crossed your mind, oh, I'm going to have to recommend a movie?
No, okay, here's what I actually
And are you sure it's not called Black Vein?
I'm not sure it's not called that. I want to recommend that nobody watches Reminiscence.
Oh, there's a twist.
That's what I want to recommend.
Anti-recommendation.
I want to save you all the trouble. It's too many things are happening in it. And none of them really pay off.
I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a bowl of farts, whatever that means.
That's very bad.
I thought the scale was all percentages, but in their case, it's just bowl of farts.
Right? Grown-ups got 11%, and this got a bowl of farts.
I like Hugh Jackman, you know, but it just the previews just made it look like it was just going to be like one, like that movie Prisoners or something, like where he's just going to be mad about something and yelling at people and people just going, "Hey, man, don't cut us up with your laser fingers."
That's basically what it was. It was also like
laser
the
fingers.
City was
knife
flooded.
Fingers. What?
He lived in Miami and it was flooded, and there's no explanation for why people still live there.
Well,
like if it's flooded.
I mean, you have seen what happens when they say evacuate. People are like standing on the roof going, "Dude, what?"
But then at one point they go to New Orleans and New Orleans is fine. And the day I saw it, New Orleans was flooded. This movie is nonsense.
I see why you didn't like this movie. Because real life events are confusing you.
Yeah. I thought I would be able to think back on it fondly. I do not. So the title's a lie?
Well, if you want titles that tell the truth, then you should check out Malignant.
Yeah? Oh, no.
I haven't seen it, but I assume the movie is malignant in some way. But yeah, nobody wants to reminisce about Reminiscence.
No.
So let's move on from that and genuinely recommend a movie, please. You were going to say Black Rain? Is that that Michael Douglas thing?
Yeah, I just like that was the last movie I watched.
Who directed that?
Like
was that a Scott?
Yeah, Ridley Scott.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty exciting.
I meant a Scottish person, but okay.
Is he Scottish?
No, I said, did a Scott direct that? And you told me it was Ridley. I meant, would a Scottish person have directed that? I asked that ever since I saw the movie Highlander. Which is strange, because it has sequels, but there can be only one.
I know, that's so dumb. Why do they keep making them?
I don't know.
It's their rule.
Yeah, they made the rule.
They're the ones that made the rule.
So stupid. But you like that Black Rain movie?
I did. I enjoyed it. It was a real stylish 80s. Michael Douglas smoked so many cigarettes, I dreamt I smoked cigarettes that night.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
That's a lot of cigarettes.
But isn't it raining a lot?
No, there's no rain. That title's also a lie.
I swear there was some rain in that movie.
There's some rain, but it's just regular rain. But regular rain is not as good a title.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine going back to, returning to the box office? I thought the rain would be black. I want my money back. Goddamn regular rain. Can you imagine them putting out a movie called Regular Rain?
I mean, I'd probably see it. I saw Reminiscence.
Did you see Hard Rain?
I like Hard Rain. Yeah, that's actually there. That's the one I want to recommend.
Oh, shit.
Hard Rain. The town floods during a heist. Holy shit. That's a fun movie.
Who's that? Christian Slater?
Man, Morgan Freeman. And it's the movie where the Betty White type came from. Betty White is in it doing that, being that like feisty old lady. And then every movie after that was like, we need one of those. And some of them got her, and some of them got the meatball lady from Wedding Singer.
But what's this? Was this before? Was this before Lake Placid?
I mean, that might have been the same summer, 98.
Yeah, summer, maybe she was just in a movie-making mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, we miss her, of course. She's not dead, but she doesn't show up in anything anymore.
I mean, she should stay home. She's very old, and this is not the time for her to be walking around Parkway Bank
but what
Park.
What if they brought back... she shouldn't come here. That's for damn sure. Yeah. Betty White should not go to Adobe Gila's under any circumstances. Betty White does not need to be in a limbo contest in a Mexican restaurant while Michael Jackson music is playing. That's what I saw there the last Cinco de Mayo I was here.
You just gave me an idea for a movie.
I have had a tradition that a lot of you are aware of where I tried for years to always be here doing stand-up or Douglas movies on Cinco de Mayo. Just be in the Chicago area, do shows here and the other zanies. And, of course, the pandemic year wiped that out. And then this year we were hoping to do it in May, and then that didn't happen. But so I'm very excited to be here now, finally. And based on how this is going today, I say we do it again on Cinco de Mayo of goddamn 2022. Let's do it up in that motherfucker. I'll try to get Purple Veins to play outside.
It's just a bunch of grandmas in shorts.
No, they're called Hard Rain. What? Hard Vein? No.
Hard Veins.
Yeah, Hard Veins. I love the bathroom sign too here, because the little neon man and lady over there just looks like it, they're both going together.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the bathroom.
I like to think they're coming into the show, but sometimes when I tell a joke that doesn't work, it looks like they're leaving.
Yeah, when you don't put a face on stick figures, they could be coming or going. Which side of the head is that?
What's your recommendation?
Oh, good question. I was about to move on. I'm going to go with a movie that I think people will enjoy for Halloween. and for Christmas, and maybe both, because I think people that see it actually watch it multiple times. And it's a few years old, but there's still people out there who haven't seen it, and it's called Anna and the Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a musical zombie movie, so it checks both the Halloween and Christmas boxes, and so whichever one you're near, you can just watch it and have a nice, warm zombie time.
Now, was that directed by a Scott?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
Because he was on this show. John McPhail, which is a weird name for a director. Yeah. It seems like it wouldn't inspire confidence. No. Yeah, I'm McPhail. That was a terrible accent.
They're always leaving when you're John McPhail. He is actually Scottish. That was what happened there.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they knew.
Yeah. Yeah, therefore the movie is as well, although one of the main characters is played by a girl who just has an American accent. I don't know why that happened. I mean, I should know. She was also on this show. You know, I guess they decided she shouldn't have to fake it, and she's an excellent, plays a good part in the movie, but also did all the choreography.
Oh.
Yeah, Sarah Swire is her name.
That's
anyway,
cool.
So that's my prediction. My prediction is that people will enjoy Anna versus the Apocalypse, or Anna the Apocalypse. And Jeff, what's yours again?
Hard Rain.
We talked about so many movies during your portion. All right, so this brings me to this. Is there someone, let's go front row, because I assume all the front row people are the ones that got here the earliest. Is there somebody in the front row that feels like they have a movie to recommend that is a stronger recommendation than either of the ones we've made, which are two movies that a lot of people here probably haven't seen or are unfamiliar with? But to somebody, just raise your hand. Oh, we're going second row. First row doesn't want to have any part of it. Oh, this gentleman over here, I consider him front row. What's your name?
Adam.
Adam. And what's your suggestion?
Runaway.
Runaway. Is this Tom Selleck?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Tom Selleck and Gene Simmons is the bad guy.
Yeah.
I guess we've said enough. It takes place in the future, so all the people that Tom Selleck sold reverse mortgages to are dead. And I remember my favorite thing in it was there's little robot spiders.
Spider robots.
Yeah, spider robots. You can't. I think we're gonna lose, Jeff. You can't really beat fucking spider robots.
They shoot acid too.
And they shoot acid. Yeah, like,
right.
We're already fucking spider robots that can, like, crawl on you and kill you. We're also going to shoot acid at you in case we're lazy that day. Don't want to crawl all over you.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Runaway is going to win in a runaway.
Right? But also, that's a confusing one. Like, that's a thing that I've railed against lately is there's movies coming out with... They're the title of a previous movie, and it's not a reboot or a sequel. They've decided they've run out of titles. And I swear to God, if you type in Runaway, there'll be another one in addition to the Tom Selleck one, and that's why I asked, but there'll also be something called Runaways, The Runaways, Run Away. Run Away. And then the one about the airport called Runway. Oh, wait, but there's also that movie about fashion called Runway.
Runway. Project Runaway.
Yeah. So if you're out there and you're a creator, stop using the same titles. It's so easy to just think of a new title.
Right?
Right? But don't just name it the main character's name. Those drive me crazy, too. Because what the fuck do I know about Mary Riley? Or fucking Larry Crown?
Charlie Bartlett.
That's a great one. Why would anybody watch that? It's a whole movie about this guy I don't know.
He's not a mall cop or anything.
They're
He's
not saying anything else about... Yeah, what's his... Why isn't there a colon in a profession? He's just Charlie Bartlett? Is he at least from the Bartlett's Dictionary?
Nope. Is he just some kid. Charlie Bartlett, Just Some Kid.
That would be a better title.
Yeah.
Because they really do stick those on all of them now. The you know, more words to explain it further. All right, but let me write down Runaway. And there it is. That is the end of Recommendation Nation for today. I'll pit those three against each other on the Doug Loves Movies account on Twitter. And may the best Runaway... Runaway Black Rain... Or Anna and the Apocalypse. See, they didn't just call it Anna, although some other movie did that recently.
Yeah. And
that movie
Anna.
Just felt like Lucy or Hannah or...
Ava.
Now there's Kate. There's a new movie called Kate, where she's out murdering people. Oh, no, here comes Kate.
Oh, no.
I like her, though, so I'm going to watch the movie, but it's still weird. But I'll always watch anything that Ramona Flowers is in.
Yeah.
All right. So this first game we're going to play, Jeff, is called the OG OCB game, presented by OCB Rolling Papers. And we'll play that right after these words from OCB Rolling Papers.
Hey, everybody. Today's show is presented by our friends, OCB Rolling Papers. OCB is the largest rolling paper brand in the world and has been one with nature, crafted naturally since 1918. So you know they've perfected the process for a consistently awesome session time after time. In perfect harmony with natural, sustainable practices, the highest quality textile papers responsibly sourced and sustainably crafted have always been the OCB signature. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, organic hemp, bamboo. They've got them all in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. I gave away a bunch of cones in Irvine recently. I hope to give away more at future Doug Loves Movies tapings. No GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. All OCB papers are plant to puff. OCB makes their paper from their mill in Avion. That's a real place, to the factories that they own in Perpignan, France. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. With all fibers and packaging material sustainably farmed from within a 500-kilometer radius and the always-sticks acacia gum grown in African fields that OCB has been reforesting for decades. Unlike most other brands that buy their paper from a third party, OCB oversees the entire paper-making process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands. And best of all, their paper booklets are made in a facility that's powered by 100% green energy. Again, so awesome. In 2020, OCB rolled out America's first ultra-thin, slow-burning bamboo rolling paper and cones that have been taking the market by storm. Using only unbleached French milled bamboo, OCB is aiming to make bamboo your second favorite plant. Get it? As always, they are harvested responsibly, highly sustainable, chlorine-free, dye-free, bleach-free, even burning, GMO-free, and vegan. What? Ask for OCB wherever you buy your papers and sample the entire line of products. In the meantime, OCB has an unreal deal for our listeners. Visit OCBUSA.com/Doug to get four booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle's worth $20. Limited time only. Follow OCB on Instagram at OCBUSA to stay in touch with the natural wonder of OCB. Must be 21 and up to buy our papers and follow our social accounts. Back to the show.
We are back. Woo. And I am ready to select the first contestant to join us on stage. Each person that comes up here will compete against Jeff in a typical game from the show, one round from that game. If they win the point, they get to stay on stage and see how far they can keep going. And they get to pick one of the prizes out of the prize bag. And I'm confident in Jeff taking on lots of people today. How you feeling? You feeling? He looks confident.
Confident.
Yeah, you have the confidence of a trucker who didn't drink coffee this morning.
Right? It's sober October, so I started early. I'm trying to get off it.
Off of coffee?
Starting today. Today was a bad day to start.
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't have done that today. You need to be alert and ready to take on all of these amazing people that are here in the audience today. And like I said, anybody that comes up here, this first thing on the microphone is fresh, and it's fresh microphone diaper. So you can use that one. And then the next person, if you want a new diaper, we'll be happy to provide it. We have more over here. I don't, you know, you just don't know how concerned people are till you find out. All right, and I think I described everything perfectly. So I shall pick somebody. Name tags, please. Let's see those first of all. Who yelled out earlier? It's a big one. That their name tag was really big. That one is pretty big over there. But so far, I'm a huge fan of this one right here up front. Because it's me as Stony Man. Is that what it says?
Anthony Man.
Oh, because you're Anthony. The bottom's curled up so I can only see Oni. And I really jumped to a conclusion there that you would make it about me. Because it says Anthony Man, but I'm Ant-Man on the poster. Are you anybody on the poster?
No.
You didn't even make the poster other than your name, which makes sense because it is a name tag. Yeah, and Jeff is on there, and Sam Levine, and who's that lady?
Jen Kirkman,
and Dan Van Kirk.
Len Malton.
Oh.
Yay. All right, so that's a great one. Do you want to come up and play?
Sure.
All right, here comes Anthony, everybody. Jeff, you're dressed like a roadie. Set him up with his microphone. Make sure it's the right height. And let's quickly learn a little bit more about Anthony before we start playing. What do you do for a living, Anthony?
A chemist.
Do you ever have to talk into microphones in the world of chemists?
No.
Okay, so this is new for you, but be sure to do that so that the listeners of the podcast can hear you. And how long have you been a chemist? You know what? That's a terrible question. Jeff, what do you want to ask him?
What's a chemist?
Yeah, like, do you have an office?
Yeah, I do. I work in a lab.
Oh.
Oh.
You have a lab office.
Yes.
It's kind of like a bank park.
The office, lab office.
Okay, and so you like 9 to 5, or do you stay late when there's an exciting discovery?
Generally, I just stay 9 to 5.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're only gonna, you know, drop a you're only gonna drop a Mentos into some soda every once in a while. Takes a lot of work to come up with those big discoveries.
You ever do anything with Pop Rocks?
No, I have not. Not professionally.
He's a fucking chemist. He's not going to mess with Pop Rocks. He knows he killed that one kid, supposedly.
I don't know what a chemist is. He never answered.
I think even if he gave you a detailed answer, Jeff, you would...
I could follow him
you
for
would
a
have
week.
Follow-up questions. Like, where should we eat? Okay, so the first game we're playing, as I announced earlier, is the OCB game presented by OCB Rolling Papers. It's the OG version of this game, so it's very difficult, Anthony, especially against a strong competitor like Jeff. I'm going to name actor or actress, and then you are going to tell me, Anthony, how many movies that person's been in that you can name in 1 minute. Yeah, yeah. And you gotta love an audience member going, oh Christ. So much faith in you, Anthony, man. then once you say how many you think you can name, then Jeff gets to say if he thinks he can name more, and it becomes a bidding war until someone challenges the other one to actually try to do it. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. The actor I'm looking for here, and movies that he directed count, even if he doesn't play a part in that movie.
Oh Christ.
Close, he's a pretty big name, but he's not... He's not Jesus C.H. He is Clint Eastwood. Yeah, double Christ. Let's give Anthony Mann a second to think about this and then come up with his opening bid.
I'll bid five.
Five is a very, very weak bid. But he might be toying with Jeff. And let's see what Jeff does with that.
I hadn't even considered he was toying with me.
I've said this time and again to my guests on the show who don't get it. Anthony gets it, I think. I've said bluffing is a great way to play this game. You know, keep the number low at first if you think you know a lot, because eventually you're gonna, you know, you're, when push comes to shove, you might have to do it. So what do you think, Jeff? How much do you want to? How many more than five? Do you think I can name nine. Oh, see, that's a real strategic bid, because if Anthony meant that five, he's in trouble. But I can also tell you, Anthony, with a little bit of confidence, that Jeff knows nine Clint Eastwood movies.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, so what do you think? Do you want to bid higher?
Probably not in a minute, no. So I'll ask Jeff to name those nine
All right,
movies.
Yeah, who knows? He might, you know, just get freeze up or something. There could be an error with the clock that works in your favor. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen. Jeff is stretching.
I just want to feel if it's like, if it's standing up that makes you think nine's a lot. Like, that's what I want to see. Like, maybe if he was sitting, he'd be like, I could totally do 10. But no standing, I still think I know nine, so I got it.
Yeah, I intentionally made the competitors stand because, you know, I think that's a better position to think of answers from. You know what I mean? Like, they don't sit on Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune.
That's true.
Maybe it makes them dumber. I don't know. All right, so Jeff is going to try to name 20 Clint Eastwood movies in 1 minute. No, what's the number? Nine? Nine. All right, and stop doing it in your head in advance, Jeff. All right, so he's going to try to do nine. And Jeff, pause after each one so I can announce how many it's been.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Your time starts now.
Dirty Harry.
One.
Magnum Force.
Oh, you sneaky bastard. Two.
The Enforcer.
Three.
Deadpool.
I see what you're doing. Four.
Sudden Impact.
All right, that's all the Dirty Harrys. Five.
The Gauntlet.
Oh, that's all the Dirty Harrys. Six.
Kelly's Heroes.
That's not a... Yeah.
Any Which Eight. Way But Loose.
Nine.
The Rookie.
Ten. You weren't going to go with any...
True Crime. What?
Nothing.
True Crime.
I think I said nine, didn't I?
Yeah.
Are you just showing off now?
Yeah. Yeah. Unforgiven.
Yeah. That was only... Yeah, keep going.
The Mule.
40.
1517 to Paris.
41.
Pale Rider, The Outlaw Josie
42,
Wales.
42, 5.
Play Misty for Me.
78.
Any Which Way You Can.
94.
Trouble with the Curve. The Bridges of Madison County.
5 seconds.
In the Line of Fire.
Good luck.
The Good,
We're
the
all
Bad,
counting
the Ugly.
On you, Jeff.
A Fistful of Dollars. Hang 'em High.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. Time's up. I mean, maybe we shouldn't have other guests on this show. Maybe it should just be you and I going around making people try to beat you. It's not either than traveling around. Remember when that computer competed on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Winston or whatever?
Watson.
Watson, because of course Sherlock Holmes is smart, and then there's Watson. Why would the computer that's smarter? Anyway. It's just a fun name for a computer, I guess. Thank you for playing, Anthony Mann.
Thank you.
Do you like rolling papers?
Yeah!
Anthony? Sure?
Sure.
That's just my life philosophy now. Why hand something to somebody when you can throw it at them?
That's a good philosophy.
You know, as long as it's not too heavy.
It makes it every day feel like a parade.
All right, you brought it up, so I have to talk about this. I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off yesterday, because there's nothing like watching a Chicago movie while you're in Rosemont. Just looking out the window, pining.
Right?
Oh, that's where the parades are. They only have fireworks in Rosemont.
And they're surprising.
But the entire conceit of the motion picture is that this one kid is amazing at getting a day off and playing hooky in the big city.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, first of all, three kids that are in high school that play hooky, they're not going to a goddamn art museum.
Nope.
They do things that, like, what? No, there's so much fun shit they could be out there doing. And they go to an art museum, they go to a snooty restaurant that I don't know how they think they're going to pay for. I mean, I don't know how much Ferris's parents give him. I was just watching Risky Business, and Tom Cruise, when his parents went away, he got $50. For food, $50 for emergency, and another $20 for any other emergency. So he's on a $110 budget. And his friend Joel called like a $300 hooker on the first day.
First day. The first day. You got, there's plenty of food.
So anyway, my bigger point that I was trying to make is that, you know, he's playing hooky, but he attends a parade attended by thousands of children.
Right, right.
Yeah. On a school day.
So are they all skipping?
How about I had to go to that parade? It would be a great excuse. There were many other children there. We all danced together. Songs played out of nowhere that I lip-synced to.
So that's the school he goes to is the only one that's not aware of this parade or whatever?
The principal goes to his house. He's so concerned about one student being missing from school while thousands of children are at a parade. I know they were out in buttonfuck Shermer, Illinois, the made-up town in John Hughes movies. They weren't in fucking Chicago, so that's part of it, is they go to the big city. But still, come on.
And then they do like a week's worth of things.
They do get a lot in and then have time to sit around at the pool at home.
Yeah.
For a while Cameron just breaks down.
Right.
And it quickly becomes a drama.
Yeah.
And it's not about his mama. He's got a bad dad that you never see.
Never.
Never. I'm on the dad side. Fucking Ferris Bueller thinks you could just run a car in reverse and that's how you take the miles off of it.
Yeah. That's not.
They don't look for 2 seconds to see the miles are not coming off. Let's stand around and talk for a while and then kick this thing until it shoots out the window. So many spoilers. I hope you've all seen this movie from the 80s. I'm just trying to help the next contestant. The next name is Matthew Broderick.
All right.
That wouldn't be any help at all. That's the easiest one to come up with. For him. No, I got a different name, but we need a different contestant. Let's see those name tags again. Sorry you have to keep lifting them up every time, but it's worth it. I mean, this one with the light up, do you want to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on up here, because look at this. Bring it with you, bring it with you. Bring your name tag with you. this one is, holy shit.
It's a double.
Oh, that freaked me out, dude. I saw the Harry Potter out in the audience, and he came up on stage, and I flip it around. So them, I mean. That's what I saw when he came up on stage. I thought I was dealing with a magician. It turns out you're just a two-sided freak. What's that? Oh, you want a new one?
Yeah.
I love this. He wants a new microdipy.
I just want to feel how.
And is it the right height for you, the mic stand? You like it?
Yeah, I can work with that.
All right, yeah, perfect. All right, tell us about your name tag. It's got a little something on it that's legal here now.
It is.
It's got that to try to get us to pick you, right?
We're trying to go to a liquor store totally too, to get some shots, but I'm up here.
Oh,
anyway, so
well, I'm not disappointed. Not disappointed at all.
Doors?
I got to do something while I'm watching the boy band.
Sour Patch Kids?
No, I don't want your fucking Sour Patch Kids.
No, thanks.
Get out of here with that shit. And what's dangling off of it? What's this? Oh, that's the thing that makes the lights not work?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. It's much more beautiful out in the dark than it is up here on the bright stage. And your name is in there somewhere? Phil?
Phil and Ossifer.
Phil and Ossifer Stone, you changed it to, instead of Philosophers.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Ossifer?
That was my rap name. But my real name is Phil. So it's both.
Let me ask you this. What's a chemist?
It was a long time ago.
And a follow-up
Don't
question.
Don't worry,
where are we eating later?
Anywhere with a big burger, that's what I'm feeling.
All right.
I don't know Rosemont.
All right, Phil, you're going to be playing for your own joint.
Okay.
Just going to give it back to you if you win. No.
Okay.
You're going to be playing for one of the many prizes. And do you understand the rules of the OCB game?
I do.
How do you feel your chances are?
Not very good.
Okay. I like it. All right. This next actor, I think his name has already come up today. Is Morgan Freeman. Yeah, a lot of movies. How many do you think, this is another oh Christ from the crowd. How many do you think you can name, Phil?
I'd say 5.
Oh, little something out of the Anthony Mann playbook.
That's right.
Phil Ossifer says 5. Jeff Ossifer?
I'm gonna say 9.
Oh, what is this? A rerun? Change the channel.
Okay, I'll say 10 then.
Oh, see that? That's an interesting bid from an interesting bidder.
All right, I'm gonna say 14.
Oh no, Phil! Can you believe it?
Then I'm gonna say 15 is too many for me.
Oh!
Oh!
It sounded like you were going to do it. Okay, so we landed at 14 for Jeff from the films of the great Morgan Freeman. You going to do this one sitting or standing?
Sitting.
Oh.
Right.
I do not like your confidence.
I'm doing a challenge myself.
All right. Be sure to let me say something in between each one, but I'll do it quickly. And your time starts now.
All right. The Shawshank Redemption.
1.
The Dark Knight.
2.
The Dark Knight Rises.
3.
Bruce Almighty.
4. That took a turn.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Hard Rain.
Oh, of course.
Wait,
what was that? How many?
5.
Chain Reaction.
6.
Oh,
no. Oh, my God.
I know. Oh, Christ is right.
Too bad he's not in a movie called Oh, Christ.
I know Bruce Almighty was as close as we could get to Oh, Christ.
I feel like you're giving
7. Up. 7. He's in 7?
Yes. But that's only 9.
Oh, no!
Time is up.
No!
Phil, you did it.
I'll be bragging about this till the day I die.
Congratulations.
You get to pick one item from the bag or the bag itself, if you like it. It's a really nice bag.
Can I have the pen? I'm
taking
a scuba trip later.
He's got a scuba trip and he wants to write a letter. He's going to break up with somebody from under the sea.
It's safer there.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. There it is. Yeah, look out for sharks. Or I hear that you can jab a shark in the face with this.
With a pen.
And he'll swim away. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. Okay. You have to try to go another round. Yeah. You could just stay up here and win it all if you keep winning.
I'm going to say 5. Probably.
I'm just going to give you some rolling papers.
Oh, yes.
For that.
Sweet.
That was a good joke. Okay. The third and final name in the OCB game. If you can win this one, Phil, you'll be moving on to the next game. Or we'll get a new contestant up here. Plus, also, you have a chance to come back later in the show. I've said too much. The films, he's not dead yet, but he stopped making movies a long time ago. The films of Gene Hackman. Ooh, shit. Taking it up a notch from Christ. We've rearranged the letters and dropped one or two. How many? You going with your standard 5, Phil, or do you want to adjust that in some way?
I think I'd say 4.
4. He says 4, Jeff.
5. I learned my lesson with Morgan Freeman. I could only think of 10 Morgan Freeman movies.
Well, it's a speed thing was the problem. If you had more time, you
That's
know.
True.
And also, if you just remembered Batman Begins.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't...
Or Evan Almighty. You were like naming movies with sequels and prequels and not staying in that lane.
I'm so embarrassed.
Did you say Driving Miss Daisy?
No.
That's a big one. But now let's move on. And, of course, March of the Penguins. But let's move on to Gene Hackman. Phil, do you think you can do 6 or more?
I do not. No.
Oh, so you're going to just let Jeff go with 5?
Okay.
Yeah, it worked last time.
No, it worked when you had to say 14. Now you're giving him 5 of an actor I'm sure that Jeff enjoyed on more than one occasion, maybe even 5 occasions. But I'm not even going to turn on the clock for this one. Go.
Unforgiven, Bonnie and Clyde, The French Connection, Wyatt Earp, The Replacements,
That's
Welcome
5.
To Mooseport.
That was his last
power.
Movie, which is so sad.
Yeah, he walked off on top.
Royal Tenenbaums was so great, and he was so great in it, and then he made Mooseport.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's tons of them.
Yeah,
he made a lot
more.
Of movies.
No Way Out.
Yeah. Oh, also, we did an interruption in one of his movies that you didn't say.
Crimson Tide.
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers. Hoosiers.
Yeah, we did that in the Hoosier State. We made fun of that movie.
Uncommon Valor. There. Oh yeah.
Anyway, we're reminiscing while Phil's just standing there going, "What do I do now?" What you do, Phil, is you go back to your seat proud because you did a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great name tag. Great performance. Go check out some movies with extremely famous actors in them. And that's the only way to study. Right, Jeff?
You just got to watch movies.
Just watch them. Read those credits. Do you read the credits at the end?
Yes. As much as I can.
Cast, most, you know, like you don't need to know who the grips are, but
yeah,
key grip.
I like to keep my eye on it. I like to see what Gene Hackman's been up to.
I wish it was on all the streaming services, but on one of them, I think it's Hulu. Like when you're watching something, maybe it's Prime. When you're watching something, you can hit a button and it'll say the cast members' names that are in the scene.
It's Prime.
Yeah, I wish they all did that because that's a really nice function.
I like that a lot,
It's a good feature. All right, well, we're going to see if our next contestant that we can bring up here can take on Jeff in another one of our games. Right after this break, we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. And we're going to play a new favorite game of mine as soon as we get another contestant up here. Let's see some name tags again, please. If you want to come up here, you don't have to hold it up if you're like, well, I don't know about it. This next game is easier. I'll tell you that much about it. And we'll see what happens. The front row, you really hesitated, but you finally picked up your, it's a Never Been Kissed poster, but what'd you change it to?
Never Been Missed.
Never Been Missed, and your name is Missy?
Yeah.
Never Been Missied. You know, what about that movie, The Wrong Missy? You couldn't find that poster?
This just seemed like a better fit.
I think it is a better fit, and I take back saying that to you. This is the wrong time to be questioning a woman's choices.
Right?
I think you should be able to do whatever you want with your name tag. So please, Missy, come on up. Now I feel like I'm gonna screw up her name. Do you want a new thing? She doesn't care.
No.
She doesn't mind.
No.
Look at this beautiful poster. It's got me instead of Drew Barrymore, which is never a trade up. That's never. Oof. But it does say Doug Benson and Jeff Tate, Never Been Missed, and then a comedy with hash. What did it used to say? A comedy with what?
Class.
Sass. Oh,
sass.
Oh, sass? Oh, that's a terrible tagline. Because I like that movie, Never Been Kissed. It's not bad, but I mean, it's hard to believe that she could pretend to be in high school, but we have to pretend that over and over again. I'm looking forward to doing that during Dear Evan Hansen.
To watch the one where he's not.
I mean, no wonder he wants to kill himself. He's in high school and he's 30. suicide is a serious matter, and I apologize for making jokes about it. If you need help, seek it. I wish I had a phone number to call.
Yeah.
Because now, whenever, like, that, there's that show on Netflix now, Clickbait, and it's got. Or is it that show? No, Nine Perfect Strangers has a lot of suicidal talk. So they put up at the before the show, here's a number to call if this show makes you want to kill yourself.
Oh.
I think it's smart, because I do think it could be a bit of a trigger.
They should do that at the beginning of Young Sheldon, too.
All right, Missy. It just sounds condescending to say your name. Listen here, Missy. Thank you for coming up here on stage, Missy. What do you do for a living?
I'm a lunch lady.
Nice. I assume that your lunches are nice, healthy, like Michelle Obama-style lunches?
They're delicious.
See? I was right. Because there's a lot of crappy... I mean, I don't know about these days, but when I went to high school, holy shit...
We made chicken Alfredo this week.
Wow.
Wait, this isn't like a fat camp?
It's about to be.
That's what they do. They load up on carbs on the first day at fat camp, and then no more. Also, that's probably an insensitive expression. It's probably like a fat area. That one wasn't for everybody. Okay. Missy, the lunch lady? This is a game. Do you listen to the show sometimes?
Yes.
Oh, and make sure you get right on the mic so we can hear you, but, you know, obviously not too close because it's not a new diaper. Have you heard the game that's all the rage? We've only played it one time, but everybody loves it, mostly just me, and it's called Who Has My Pig? I mean, the lunch lady would be a top suspect because Nicolas Cage has a truffle hunting pig, and you sound like you make really good lunches and that you might have his pig. So in this game, I, as Nicolas Cage in the movie Pig, discuss a certain celebrity has, I think, taken my pig. And the contestants are just guess as often as you want, but the first one of you to guess who I'm talking about. Maybe we should start right away. Jeff's laughing so hard he might lose. As my pig. Here's I do a Nicolas Cage warm-up exercise to get the voice down. I do his lines at the beginning of the movie Mandy, as many of you probably already know because I do it all the time. Nicolas Cage says to Mandy, "Knock knock." She says, "Who's there?" "Eric Estrada." "Eric Estrada who?" "Eric Estrada from Chips." The only funny part of the movie Mandy, don't let me mislead you. And it's only funny to it's only funny to us. Like a lot of people don't enjoy that joke. So, but I came up with another one, Jeff.
Yeah?
Yeah. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Awkwafina.
Awkwafina who?
Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. I gotta give Pete Holmes credit him with an assist on that one. We were both, I was doing that on stage and he tweaked it a little bit. All right, here we go. Here we go. I'm Nicolas Cage. Ready, Missy?
Ready.
Just guess as soon as you think you know who I'm talking about. The way you danced in front of that car was to die for. Magical, practically.
Nicole Kidman.
That is correct. Nicole Kidman. Missy, would you like some rolling papers?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna throw them at you. How many?
One.
There you go, there's 10.
Thanks.
Let's hear it for Missy, everybody. The last line was going to be, "Do you have my pig, Gretchen Carlson?" Let's get another contestant, shall we? That was fun. Always ready for more. This yellow one over here, what is that, Jeff? Can you see it?
It says, "Tate misbehaving."
No, it doesn't. Oh, that person has to come up here. Come on up here. Misbehaving? Who would do such a thing? Come into the light. How's it going? Holy shit.
Tate Misbehaving.
Oh, his name's Dave, so it's Tate Misbehaving.
Oh!
Look at you. Show everybody. What's this other thing? What's that?
I saw Rat at a county fair, and the bass player from Rat looks really familiar.
You think I'm the bass player from Rat?
He looks a lot like you.
I guess because he's got glasses and a bandana and a microphone in front of his face, like or a baseball hat. I guess when I have all those things on, our noses aren't even the same, really.
Sorry.
Maybe the side of the face when I'm more clean shaven.
Yeah.
You got that part right. Well, thank you for bringing. You can hang on to it. I love, though, that you ended up on stage, because normally people, there's not like a show and tell portion of the show where people bring other stuff that looks like me.
Yeah.
But what do you do for a living, Dave?
I work at a marketing company.
Marketing company, Jeff?
I just wanted to use his microphone.
Oh. Yeah.
I work at a marketing company.
Any questions?
Where are we going to eat later? It's the only one I have. It's the only one I can think of now.
Pizza?
Oh, okay. Chicago, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing better than deep dish Rosemont pizza.
Right?
That's where everybody comes for pizza, is Rosemont. They go indoor skydiving, and then they have pizza at one of those places. I don't even know.
That's
any of the places here, none of them would even have pizza, I don't think.
My favorite thing about the deep dish Rosemont pizza is that it takes 90 minutes to get to where you're... That's like how long you have to wait to be like, okay, I guess I'll eat this. I'm fucking starving. I guess I'll eat this. You can use that. You're in marketing.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Right? Everything else is closed. I can't order another thing. I'll just eat this.
Oh, this is the Billie Eilish shirt. I'm like, did someone lose a shirt while they were up here? What the heck? All right. You just heard Missy play this game, right, Dave?
Yep.
How do you feel about your confidence against Jeff Tatum, who has my pig?
Fair to Midland.
He's in the Midlands.
I totally forgive you. I mean, I will totally forgive you for Lady Ghostbusters, Tammy. If you give me back my pig.
Melissa McCarthy.
Bridesmaids.
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 It is Melissa McCarthy. That is correct. How many would you like, Dave?
Whatever.
There you go. Let's hear it for Dave, everybody. Tate misbehaving, though. That is really, that was targeted.
It worked.
I like that. Yeah, it absolutely worked. All right, I've got one more round of Who Has This Pig, and as you may have noticed, they actually get easier as it goes along. That one, I really ended it with him just saying, Bridesmaids. She stole all those. Remember at the end of Bridesmaids, she's driving off with all those puppies?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So if she steals a bunch of puppies, that character Megan would probably take his pig.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, that's my feeling. But I still have another suspect that I would like to share. So we need another person to come up on stage. I also like to get people that aren't with somebody who got to come up here because that's, you know, spread it around a little bit. Yeah, that poster in the back with you, that you're shining a light on it. Yeah, I think that one should come up here. Come up on stage. Come on up and receive your ham. I'm not giving away ham. We're just talking about pigs. Look at this guy, straight from a motorcycle rally on the beach.
On the beach. It was both.
And your poster says "Escape from New Carl" because your name is Carl, right? Okay. You laughed at that like you didn't know it was coming.
That's a good poster, though.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you, Carl, for making that beautiful poster. Because people, you know, we're trying to go contactless with Douglas movies at this point. We'll see if that changes, but. So we just see the name tags and don't, you know, bring a bunch of them up on stage anymore. Great story. Okay. What do you do for a living?
Accounting?
That's your, like, go-to made-up profession when you want to impress somebody, like, in a bar or on stage at a comedy thing?
I do bookkeeping for a printing company in Chicago.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Like,
It's really
they,
boring.
They keep you like in the back?
Yeah.
I'm in a basement all day long.
For reals?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, now I get your look. Yeah, you like to break free. You like to get out there and live life when you're not accounting.
I can't believe that's real. I can't believe that's really his job. It's
you never realize how boring your life is until you hear it through a microphone.
Have you? Are you single?
No, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
What?
I was shocked as well.
I was gonna say if you were single, I'd change a couple letters in bookkeeping, you know, to impress girls and just say you're a beekeeper.
There you go.
That sounds more exciting.
Way more exciting.
Yeah. But anyway. Okay, so this is the third round of Who Has This Pig. It's gonna come at you fast, so good luck to Carl and to Jeff.
Who has my pig? Did you take my pig, Michael Shannon?
Michael Shannon?
That is correct.
No! How does that work?
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, guys.
I think it's getting harder to get volunteers if you keep laughing so hard at everybody.
Oh, no, no. I was laughing with him.
It's true. We did have fun with his expense. Yeah. I'm seriously thinking this is going to be the show from now on. This is so fun. The audience will be only people that think they could beat you in the game, so it'll be very, very intimate crowds, very small gatherings, and we just play it out till somebody takes it all down. But I'm sorry you didn't do well on that one, Carl. I tried to give it to you. Jeff even waited before saying the obvious answer.
I wasn't waiting, I was thinking. In my head, right. I was like, whose name is Michael Shannon?
That'd be a good, you know, if there was a character named Michael Shannon in something, it'd be a good mislead. All right. We got to take one more break, and then we're going to wrap things up with somebody possibly winning all the entirety of the prize bag items that are left. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are back, and this is a fired up Parkway Bank Park crowd. People came here to make transactions. You're getting prizes. Jeff is really looking at me like something's up, like you have a secret.
I do. I just made up a joke. It goes like this. It goes, do you guys ever think it's weird that we drive on a Parkway Bank Park and park on a Bankway Park Bank?
It's true. You did just think of a joke.
Yeah. And I've never concentrated so hard in my life.
I'm happy to verify that you did that. Right here at Zany's former funeral parlor.
Right, this is what they do during the day. They take this down.
They take the Zany's down, slide down and put up Sadly's. Or... Sad. Hey, Crybabies. Welcome to Crybabies.
Thanks for coming to Frowns. We're going to talk about my grandma.
We're going to turn that smile upside down at Frowns. Who needs clowns when you can go to Frowns? Where's that guy in marketing?
Are any of these good, Dave? He thumbs up from the guy in marketing. We're killing it.
I love it. Let's play Last Person Standing. And guess what, Jeff? I was planning to play this game with the person who did best in the previous games today, and that's an easy decision to make because we all know that it's Phil. Get back up here, Phil. You might be going home with more than just a waterproof pen. Is that what it was? Did you look at it closer?
Space pen? Yeah, I tried it.
You did?
It's very sharp.
How did you get underwater?
Or we have water on the table.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, obvious.
Just dunk it in your water and then start writing?
In the cup.
Seems weird. All right. So do you know this game, Phil? Last Person Standing?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we're going to get a name from the audience, and then we're going to, all three of us are going to take turns naming movies that person was in, starting with you, then to Jeff, then to me, and we'll just go in a circle. And if you can beat Jeff and I at this game today, you're taking home all of the prizes. Yeah, no pressure. All of the remaining prizes, because some jerk took one of them already. His name is Phil.
I'll spread them around.
Also, I love your glasses. I had those exact frames in 1982. I'm just saying, they're timeless. I still like them. Okay. Who thinks they have the name? I want to pick somebody who came here with enthusiasm and love. Also, I'm sorry, but can you stop filming? Because I just get too self-conscious. But you got his whole first section. I saw you doing it, and I was like, I'm going to let her film until Phil leaves. And then he did, and you put the phone down. It was perfect. Yeah. But now I'm self-conscious, because this game might go on for a while, and you're just sitting in the front row like, don't do that to the boy band tonight. Just dance and have fun. Don't just stand there filming them the whole time. Okay, so I like to pick the tattooed arm that's right behind Missy. What's your name?
Nora.
Nora. Hi, Nora. Are you from Queens?
No, I'm from Morgan Park.
Oh, Morgan Park. That's cool. I guess. Same. Who said it's the same? Oh, okay. It's not cool. Sorry. I take it back. Nora from Not Coolsville.
Yes.
What is your suggestion for Last Person Standing today? Helen Mirren?
Yes.
What the shit? Unfortunately, she did come up a few weeks ago. And so she's not in my wallet. And I'm going to write her name down. Wallet. I'm going to write her name down. And Phil, I think we can all agree that we need
more. Another name.
We need another name.
Yes.
We need more of a challenge. Yes. We also need somebody else to have a shot at that $220. With the mask around your arm, yes. What's your name?
Cassie.
Cassie. Hi, Cassie. And what's your suggestion?
Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn. Great actress, but she's in so many indie movies that I can't remember the names of. That's a tough one for me, I think. But terrific suggestion. She's so good in WandaVision, which, of course, does not count. And then let's go to the with the red bandana and you're all lit up over there. What's your name?
Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. And do you get, when people say it wrong, do you get mad at them?
I don't care.
You don't care. You're the best Andrea I've ever met. They're usually real turds about it.
Oh,
I don't blame him. It must be sucked to have your name said wrong. Anyway, Andrea, what's your suggestion?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, finally. That's in our wheelhouse, fellas. Not in my wallet, so the money's gonna go up for the next show to $240 somebody might win if they say the right name. Yeah, so that'll be exciting for, where's the next live show? Moon Tower in Austin. Maybe I'll wait till after that show. Because there'll be a lot of people at that show that are at a comedy festival, so they just come see shows. You know what I mean? I think a Doug Loves Movies fan needs to win this money.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. It's only fair.
Yeah. Fuck those people in Austin.
They don't even know how to do the
open chat. Austin that are listening. I love Austin. I'm doing the show twice there. Okay. I'll bring lots of prizes. All right, here we go. We have to name movies that one of these three actresses is in. Halle Berry, Catherine Hahn, and Helen Mirren. If you can't think of one, you're out. No lifelines. Nothing to save us. Last person standing wins. If it's Phil, he gets all the stuff. How are we doing on time? Oh, shit, and we're out of time. So it'll be a speed round. And we'll go ahead and let you start, Phil. Unless you'd rather not start.
Catwoman.
Okay, he says Catwoman. Excellent choice for Halle Berry. Jeff?
The Last Boy Scout.
Ooh, another. Are we just going to do all Halle Berry's? Is that what's happening? Because if we are, I'd rather die another day.
Monsters Ball?
Monsters Ball. Nice one. Jeff?
Swordfish.
Ooh. Boobies.
Boobies.
I have no way to put this in a sentence, so I'm just going to say Gothica.
Who's that one? From Here to Eternity?
Yeah, that one. From Here to Eternity. That old black and white movie where they wash up on the beach.
Bert no, not Lancaster. That one.
Yeah. What else you got? I mean, this is perfect because we're out of time anyway.
Pick the perfect guest, okay.
Yeah.
It's so much pressure up here.
I know, I can't right? Think of, like people, like when we say at the end of Last Person Standing, like what did we miss? Everybody yells out like we're a bunch of dummies up here. But it is hard to think of. Let's do it again. Let me give you the names again. Catherine Hahn, do you know any movies she's in?
I mean, I know the name, but I'm not
sure. She was in like Bad Moms and Bad Moms Christmas.
Oh yeah, her. I think she was in Bad Moms.
Correct.
Yes.
Jeff.
It's called Kidnap.
Oh, with Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Bad Moms Christmas.
All right,
it's mine.
Oh, I should have left that one for Phil. I'll change mine to Calendar Girls, the Helen Mirren's booby movie. Okay, so what do you want, Phil?
We'll take Bad Moms Christmas.
That, unfortunately, she wasn't in the sequel. That would have been such a great twist, but no, she's in it. She's in it. Jeff, you have another one?
Yes, John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum.
Oh. I love a full title, and I love her dogs in that movie. That's not a sexist comment. It's not like it's referring to her feet.
Right.
She has German Shepherd dogs that just bite the shit out of people on her command, and it's amazing. Okay, so for Halle Berry, I'll have to go with Boomerang. Yeah, yeah, that one just it always comes back around. Phil?
Bad Moms Halloween?
Oh! The way you started to speak, I thought this motherfucker thought of another movie that has Helen Mirren or Catherine Hahn, but unfortunately, Phil, I'm going to have to call it. Congratulations on getting this far.
Thank you very much.
And
Can I have some more rolling papers?
No, you can't have any more rolling papers. You almost made me change my mind about what I'm about to do. Because you get the whole prize bag! Congratulations, Phil. Oh, and he's going to throw shit into the crowd? If you don't want stuff, you can throw it up to somebody. There's the Billie Eilish shirt. Fuck that thing. Oh, somebody wants a blanket. Blanket! I want that blanket. Uh-oh. There goes that collar. Wow, Phil does not want any of this shit. It's like Phil's just listening at home going, if I ever win, I'm throwing this crap into the crowd. Promising Young Woman's a great movie, if you want to keep that. You could sacrifice. That's just literature about the Billie Eilish record. Oh, and the bag. Who wants a bag? That's a nice bag. Nice tote. He's keeping those three things. The weird bottle. I should have had him pegged for a weird bottle type. And the Billie Eilish, because if you don't do anything to that, it might be worth something at some point. If you play it on a phonograph, then it loses all its value. Also, who didn't get rolling papers that wants some? All right, we'll do that after I say goodbye. There's too many people, but I'll give them. I think we have enough for everybody. Jeff Tate, great job. You took on all comers. What movie were you going to say next?
Red.
Wait, but then I would have said Red too. That's not very strategic of you.
I wanted you to say Red too. I was going to walk you right into it, because then I was going to say F9.
The Fast Saga?
Yeah, the Fast Saga.
And then what do I do?
Nothing.
I'm done.
You bow out.
That's it. What would you like to promote, Jeff?
December 9th. It's the 9th. December 9th, I'm in Brooklyn at the Union Hall. It's at 7:30.
Nice.
And then October 29th and 30th, I'm in Ann Arbor at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
Yes. Yeah. Halloween weekend. Come out dressed as Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, do that. That would be rad.
That's a fun promotion.
Yeah.
And also not hard to do.
Nope.
Especially if you're Marty McFly.
Yep. This hey. Isn't even a useful vest. At least his vest could save him.
That's true. I'm doing stand-up comedy tomorrow night at Zany's right in Chicago. If anybody wants to come check that out. And thank you to Zany's in Rosemont and the Bank Park Park Bank place, and all of you for coming out and being so enthusiastic. We'll give you give OCB rolling papers to everybody that wants them. And also, I never told, we changed it so the last line of every episode is from a movie. It's the last line from a movie, and then the theme song comes on. I don't say the thing I used to say where somebody was a shithead. So try to be more positive, uplift movies. So this is the last line from a movie, and then when I do this, you can play the end theme or not play it, and then we'll just put it in there like you did. As always, were we better than the Japanese or just luckier?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.